Thought, you know, after coming back in here in the locker room, the guys played hard, and we knew it was going to be a physical division game. That's exactly what it was. It was a disappointing loss. Also, one of the topics we had talked about was the division, so we'll give them the credit. Some of the things offensively, I was certainly pleased with our ball security. There was real mindfulness for it in terms of the way we protected it, and they were going after their ball-hawking team, so I thought that part of our game was on point. Thing that weren't in some of the pre-snap fouls that we had, that was a significant factor, both offensively and defensively. Offensively, to not stay on track and to have some long yardage to go, and then defensively, for them to have the ability to have it result in some first downs that had some third down stops. So those were the things that I just talked to the team about in the locker room, and that's what we're intent on getting right before we head on our trip to Oakland. So things that we did well, we planned on it being a physical game, and it was, but us not finishing and having some of the fouls that we did, that was certainly disappointing. And with that, I'll open it up for your guys' questions regarding the game.
Coach, how do you clean up those third down penalties,
Yeah, and the disappointing part for that, some of those were pre-snap and where we had an offsides, but we're going to go right back to it, and we have the officials. We come to practice, and we're going to emphasize it like we do. That part of our game, we're not equipped for us not to do well in that area. We've spent a good bit of time on that, so that was disappointing for us, led to have those fouls. We know there's going to be some aggressive ones. We play that style. We are a physical team, but the pre-snap ones, that part of our game can't be allowed.
Now, the red zone, you're 3 of 4, not scoring touchdowns down there. I know that's something you all were trying to work on.
Yeah, for sure. And one of them was a long yardage one where we're trying to get the points right there at the end. So that was a decision by me. We ran the draw on the third and long. But we'll go back and look at that tomorrow. And that's what I told the team when we were together. There's lots of things for us to clean up and tighten up before we get on the plane to head to Oakland. So there were some encouraging things that I saw in this performance. But the fouls that we had was certainly a significant factor. So we will get that part of our game in order.
How disheartening it is for tackling still to be an issue, especially on that play that seems
Yeah.
like a lot of guys had a chance.
Yeah, it certainly felt that way. And that's using the proper technique and the proper leverage. So when we didn't do that, that showed up and that stung us for sure. So, yeah, that was disappointing. I wanted to see the tackling on that
Coach,
play.
Why are you guys reluctant to go to no huddle in the fourth quarter, down double digits? Feels like Matt would be able to excel in that situation.
Yeah, either way, we feel comfortable. We didn't feel like it was necessary at that time. We thought we'd come up and get the stop and give the ball back to him. So we didn't get the stop right away on defensively, but at 6 minutes, I didn't feel like it was into that spot. We had all the stuff going for us. So it wasn't until we felt like, it was way behind the clock that we had to. I understand your point on it, but we felt like we were in a good spot with the plays that we had against it. Well, I thought, number one, they played very aggressive. Front played terrifically. I thought, getting our hat on the linebacker, there were some good run-throughs that they had on the backside for us. So I don't think it was anything so unique, but, I do tip my hat to them so that they played well in the run game.
Coach, you've done a lot of work in training camp as a receiver, today.
Yeah, both of the backs, we know they're a factor, and it was good to see them utilized in that way as well. If they're going to be up on the line of scrimmage, for some of the run game to be stopped, they had better be a factor in the pass game, and they both certainly were. So both Tevin, it was good to see him. He made a very nice catch on the screen way behind him. It's exactly the type of plays we expect him to make.
Coach, no sacks to the naked eye, we haven't seen the film.
Sure. I certainly do, Mark, for a number of reasons. And the first one, I'll go through the whole thing. The first one, I felt offensively we're way better equipped to attack right now. And although we didn't establish some of that down in the red zone, I feel like we're way better equipped to do that. Defensively, I feel our speed more. We played significantly better on third down, and that was certainly an area of emphasis for us. So to do that, you better have better speed, and that showed up today, especially as the third down. The fouls were a significant factor. I think they were 3 of 12 or somewhere in that neighborhood going in. So there is things for us to be positive about, but the scars that we had today, that part of our game we've got to get right, Mark, in terms of the mistakes we made. And until we do that, we won't play as well as we can. So that part of our game we're intent on getting right.
Dan, back to the running game, your offensive line didn't see any push at all. Did that surprise you?
It did, because the fact is, we've worked at that part. And so for us not to have the success in the run game, I was surprised at that. We'll look at that hard and see, was there, you know, a specific person or was one thing, two things? And that part of our game, we're so committed to it. So I'll tip my hat to them. They played well in the run game, but I was surprised that we didn't get more movement in the run game today.
And you alluded to the third down draw play. Why not take a shot there?
Coach's decision. This coaching decision, that's what I want to do at that spot. We already had the points, the long yardage one, so that's what we decided to do.
Coach, a lot of talk about the pass rush, no sacks today. How you evaluate
that? I evaluated on the energy and the ability to get the quarterback to move off the spot, and that's when you can play at your best. So I'll go back, we'll look at that tonight and tomorrow, and find out how many times we were able to do that. That's when you can get the most movement on the quarterback, get him to run. He's a hard guy to sack, but we have to get him off the spot, and I thought there were certainly some times we did that tonight. Like a lot of teams, sometimes they'll put a cloud to his side, meaning a corner would be the force, and then so they have somebody over the top. That's generally when that happens. I'm alluding to the run game that we like when that happens. We certainly get some ops. So for us not to have the run game come alive when that takes place, we'll go. But I wouldn't say it was one thing, you know, just maybe some of the design of the play as it goes versus that technique. Does it go to somebody else?
How big a frustration is it for a defensive coach like you to not be able to rush the pass the way you'd like? And how frustrated are you by your guys up front of not being able to get to Jameis Winston ongoing?
Significantly, we don't play as well as we'd like to defensively anytime. As far as frustration to the guys, I don't have frustration to them. We just got to play better. And we've got to be able to hit the guy and get him off the spot. But like I said, on third down, I was encouraged. But first and second down, not good enough in my eyes.
Did Tampa do anything defensively as far as
No, we didn't expect as much, it was going to be all-out blitz or not. It's usually a tough matchup to go. You know, how do you match up onto Julio? We thought there'd be some cloud over to him, which there was. So I'd say, no, there wasn't anything that was such an outlier based on what they've done, you know, through the four first preseason games. Usually there's some unscouted looks that happened in the first game for both sides. So those were there for sure, but no, there was nothing that was so significant that, you know, took us out or we were unprepared for. Yeah, there wasn't one that was certainly not in the run game. Some of it was the tackling that we didn't feel we were up to par on certainly the play at the end of the first half. But, they have a good system. We know what the system is. And for us, it's about the execution defensively. And we'll go back and look at those and see, was there a new play or not? I don't think that there wasn't too many things that caught the defense off guard. It really comes down to us and how well we can play it.
Dan, are you worried that Julio keeps getting linked up here and there? I mean, came up and out the game again, came back in.
He's such a warrior of a competitor that I don't, and I know what he's capable of. I know how fast he comes back from injuries. I've seen it firsthand for myself last year, and everybody else around here has seen it for quite a while. So I'm not concerned in that way at this point.
Were you encouraged by the play of the young rookies starting the first game?
Yeah, I'll go back and look at it for sure. I know I felt, Dre on some ones, and we knew we'd mix the other backers in well, but I knew the speed and the run and hit factor for those guys were going to be there. They're excited to play. This was their first time to get to go do it. I'll go back and look at that, but I was pleased in terms of their game.
Any other injuries other than Brooks Reed? Looked like he left twice.
Yeah, he came back out. He had banged up his shoulder. He came back in, and then Julio rolled his ankle but finished the game. Same thing, yeah, ankle, and I think he came back in as well.
Coach, how much input do you have in an offensive play call if you hear something that you want to go on another
play? Every play, so I'm on the offense with it every play. So if there's a decision to make, all of them come right through me, so I'm on with them as well.